Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. It's called Frog with 2 G's. I don't know why I decided to call it that. I had two other names in mind, and I even asked people which one they liked better, and then I just decided to go with neither of them and call it Frog. I honestly have no idea what I'm gonna be talking about. There's not gonna be any consistency, though, I guarantee you that. Right now, I'm laying on the floor in my room, and I'm really bored, so that's why I'm recording this right now. The first thing I wanted to talk about, though, is why I am, like, recording the podcast. So, the truth be told, I did it because I'm bored. But it's also partially because, like, I'm not good at talking to people, but I'm good at talking to myself, and so I guess I'm kind of talking to myself, but in a way I'm also I'm also talking to other people, so I guess it's just like, I'm narcissistic because I'm just going to be talking about my life, like, the whole time. I like doing things that I enjoy doing, and so I enjoy talking, but not to people. So I'm going to try making a podcast, and if I don't like it, then I'll just stop. So, yeah, that's pretty much why. Also, because sometimes I have, like, just attacks of ADHD, and I just start rambling, and I just can't stop, and my train of thought will, like, go cross-country and come back, but, like, stop everywhere. And so, just, like, once I start talking, I won't stop. So, yeah. But I really don't know what to talk about. So, but sometimes I do know what to talk about. And so I'll talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it, and no one can make me do anything else because I am a strong, independent woman and no one can tell me what to do. That was a joke. Everyone tells me what to do. I don't always do it, but, like, the only person who I listen to when they tell me to do something is my mother. Also my dad, but yeah, that's about it. My parents are great. Love them. They're pretty sick. A little strict, but, you know, that's okay. I know they do it because they love me and they're trying to keep me safe. But yeah, that's my story. I also have a sister who constantly tries to tell me what to do, but I don't always listen to her. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I actually do the opposite of what she tells me to do. Rebecca's chill though. She doesn't really bother me that much. I've noticed that other people's siblings are, like, way closer with them than my sister is with me. Like, I have this one friend, we're just gonna call her, Bethany, and she has a sister, and they're like, they're super close, and I don't understand how they don't despise each other. Like, every once in a while, they'll, like, disagree on something or get annoyed with each other, but, like, they're super close. And I really, like, I cannot comprehend how that is. Because my sister and I just pretty much ignore each other the whole time we're, like, in the same room with each other. So, and that's only, like, when we're having family dinner or doing something as a family. We might talk to each other, but, like, we don't listen to each other, I guess? That makes sense, right? No, it doesn't. But, like, that's, like, the opposite of, like, how I normally act, though. Because, like, when I'm with people that I know really well, I'll just, like, I'll listen to what they're saying, and, like, I enjoy listening to what they're saying. So, to be fair, I don't know my sister that well, because we don't talk, like, to each other at all. But that's, yeah. So, I guess, like, I enjoy listening to people talk, but I also enjoy when people listen to me talk. Like, I like talking, but, like, I don't like talking to people that I don't know. So, listening to people, though, is, like, is something you're supposed to do, I guess, because that makes them feel better about themselves. It's also a great way to get people to like you. Ask them questions about themselves, and, like, talk to them about them. I mean, like, it might be weird to some people, but, like, most people enjoy talking about themselves for however long, and truth is that most people are selfish, and if you ask them about themselves, they will talk about themselves for as long as you let them. But, like, if you really listen to them, you can, like, bring things up later, like kind of like an inside joke. It makes people feel closer to each other, I guess, when you, like, bring up stuff that you talked about in previous conversations. They're like, oh, you remembered that, that's cool. So, just, like, talk to people and bring up things you've already talked about, and that's a pretty solid way to get people to like you. But, like, the thing is, you don't want people to like you just, like, pretty much all throughout middle school, and elementary school, really, I, like, was kind of friends with everyone, but, like, no one, like, I had two close friends, but, like, that's it, but, like, especially at the beginning of quarantine, I've gotten, like, a really good group of friends that, like, I'm super close with, and, yeah, that's pretty sick to just, like, have friends that, like, you're close with, and, like, you're not, like, scared to ask to hang out with, I guess, because, like, that's also part of what was going on, is, like, I feel like when I asked someone to hang out, they were, like, giving up their time for me, and, like, they didn't want to. So, yeah. But now I have multiple friends that, like, I feel like I can be like, hey, you want to hang out? And they'll be like, yeah, sure, let's go. Here comes my mother. No, my sister, okay. But I just kind of. What was I saying? Talking about friends, right? Yeah, like I can ask them if like they want to hang out, and they'll be like, "Yeah, sure, let's hang out." And like I don't feel like I'm intruding in their space, I guess. So, quality over quantity. I'd rather have two really close friends than 100 kind of friends. But now I have like four really close friends. Super cool like that, I know. Where I used to only have like one. I guess quarantine just really brought out the best in me. And the worst in me, I guess. 'Cause, like, quarantine has been whack. And, like, it really showed me who my real friends are. And through those real friends, I made new friends that are also super cool. Yeah, I now am happy with the friends that I have. I'd prefer to have more friends, but I'm not complaining because I like the friends I have. Yeah. I really don't know what to talk about. But like, what even? I just realized the standards for friends these days are like really low. Like, some people like they'll be like, "Yeah, my best friend is like she's just told my crush that I like him, but then said it was a joke, so it's okay." But like, that's not like okay. That's like, don't do that. Like, yeah, I get it was a joke, but like, your standards need to be higher. If your friend is telling a person that you like them, like, they shouldn't be doing that. Like, you trusted them with that information. You trusted them enough to tell them that and hope that they won't tell anyone else, and then they tell the person that you like them. Like, that's not. Raise your standards, boy. Don't let other people do that kind of thing. Like, that's kind of toxic. And you don't want to be in a toxic relationship. Also, I say relationship, like, for, like, in a non-romantic way, but, like, that also goes for, like, a romantic relationship. Like, if your significant other is like going around telling people stuff that you told them and didn't, like a secret, like that you don't want anyone else to know, that you trusted them with, don't make it the relationship more toxic and go telling people the stuff they trusted you with. Just be like, "Hey, you shouldn't have done that. Don't do it again." And if they do it again, then just leave, 'cause yeah, toxic. I'm sorry. Yeah. But, like, just leave. Of course, like, this is me saying this, but, like, I've only ever dated two people, and one of them was for, like, a week, so. I'm not the best person to be giving relationship advice. I'm not the best person to be giving any advice because that's just kind of. My life is messed up. And my coping mechanisms aren't like super great, so. I mean, they're not like terrible, but it's not like oh, I'm sad, I'm gonna go read a book now. It's not like, I'm sad, I'm gonna go work out. But it's not like, oh, I'm sad, I'm gonna hurt myself. Which, also, don't do that. Like, that's, you'll get through it, you'll be fine. Don't do anything to hurt yourself because of the way you feel. Don't do anything to hurt yourself because of anything. But especially not something that you can change. Like, just go out, do something that makes you happy. Like, you know? Why am I asking, you know, like you can actually answer me. Yeah. So, to cope, I normally just, like, sit and binge movies or shows or something, and, like, or sit in my room and just watch YouTube all day. Though, that was before quarantine. Now quarantine, that's what I'm doing every day, so, not much of a difference, but I have been a lot happier during quarantine. I'm a lot less stressed, and I've just, like, I've been better, you know? Like, in life, like, you can, like, look back on your life and be like, oh, that was a good time, and oh, that was a bad time, but, like, looking back on my life, like, right now is, like, the best I've, like, felt in a long time, like, about my life. Like, my life right now, it's good. Like, in school and stuff, I would be super stressed, like, all the time with, like, school and homework, and I did chorus after school 2 days a week, and I know that doesn't sound like much, but, I have ADHD, and so I can't focus on things for, like, an extended period of time, and so it was kind of hard for me, and I was stressed a lot, and now, like, especially, like, when we did online schooling, and I don't want to say I didn't have to work as hard, but I didn't have to work as hard. And that was just kind of, like, easier for me, I guess. And now it's summer, and we're still not going back to school until at least the second half of the school year. Well, no, first quarter, not semester. So, yeah, that's fun because I don't have to stress as much, but I also really miss school because I liked interacting with people instead of just the same five people. I want to make new friends. I want to work on my social skills. I want to interact with people, new people. I want to. And one of my friends who will remain nameless. Jeez, I can't talk. She's like, I want to get a boyfriend. And I'm like, yo, same, but, like, at the same time, I don't want to date anyone. Like, I want to date someone, but I don't want to date anyone. You know? You probably don't. Maybe you do. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. But, yeah. So, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I don't want to just do online schooling. I want to go back to school, and apparently it, for, like, the first, like, when we're allowed back to school,
We're gonna go like one or two times a week with not everyone, and we have to stay 6 feet apart, and I'm not sure, like I want to do that, but I'm not sure, like, I won't be able to meet a lot of new people. I'll be able to meet new people, but I won't be able to meet like a bunch of new people. I mean, I guess that's better than nothing, so I won't complain. But it's apparently gonna be optional, like whether you wanna go back to school in person or not. And a bunch of my friends are like, their parents are saying that they're not allowed to go back to school, like in person, until like it's completely safe for everyone to do that. So I don't know, 'cause I want to meet new people, but I don't want to meet new people alone, if that makes sense. Yeah, 'cause I'm super socially awkward because like I don't know how to talk to people. Like I guess I know how to talk to people, but like why am I yawning so much? But like I'm not the best at talking to people. Let's just go with that. Also, it's gonna be weird, like meeting teachers online and stuff. So, I do know one of the teachers, but it's for chorus, and I don't know how we're gonna do chorus in school because, yeah. And go ahead and bully me for being a chorus kid. I like singing. Yeah. So it's whack, but we'll get through it, I guess. Maybe. Who knows, really? We might get through it, we might not. But yeah, I miss school. I miss my friends. Not all of my friends, just some of them. 'Cause, okay, that sounded like I don't miss any of my friends, but like I've seen some of my friends. Like, our pool opened up a few weeks ago, and I've been going to the pool with some of my friends. But we're not allowed to bring guests to the pool, and it's limited capacity. And no, it hasn't reached the limited capacity yet, because most of the people that go to the pool are like families or old people, and so the old people don't want to go because of COVID-19, and the families don't want to go because of COVID-19. And so it's kind of nice though, because there's not a ton of people there, and it's nice because it's. Okay, it's kind of nice because the reason people aren't going is because they're a family with children who are more at risk because they're like little kids that have weak immune systems still, or they're old people who have weak immune systems, and that only leaves one group of people, the teenagers my age. Which I also don't like very much, because it's awkward for reasons I don't want to explain in this episode. I might talk about pool drama in another episode. It's not like that much drama, it's just kind of like awkward to talk about. You know what? I'll talk about it. So there's this one guy at the pool. We're going to call him, we're gonna call him Jimmy. So at our pool, they have a dance and an overnight, and the kids who are 13 or older can stay overnight after the dance at the pool. So like the day before the dance, excuse me. One of my friends who is younger than me, so wasn't going to the overnight, Jimmy texted her and was like, "Hey, is Morgan going to the dance?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think so." And then he's like, "Is she going to the overnight?" And she's like, "Yeah, I think so. Why?" And I don't really want to get into like the description, like the detailed description, partially because I don't remember exactly what he said. It was a while ago, so but basically he wanted to make out with me. And so now my friends are constantly, whenever he's at the pool, they'll be like, "Oh, Morgan, your boyfriend's here." But then again, this one friend will do this no matter what guy's there. She'll pretty much choose someone else that we're with and be like, "Ooh, look, it's your boyfriend." So, yeah. I don't know why I thought felt the need to explain that in a different episode. That literally took not even like 2 minutes. So, and then there's just like teenage boys are weird to talk to. You know? Like, I feel weird talking to teenage boys. It's just anyone my age, really. Like, at the mall, I'll be walking around and I'll see a group of people my age, and I will, like, pull out my phone and start, like, pretending to type on it just so I don't, just to, like, avoid any eye contact or, like, social interaction with them. I don't know why. Like, I guess I just feel like they're gonna come up and talk to me. Even though I know they're not going to, I feel like they're going to. That makes no sense. But, yeah. If I'm with a friend, I might do it a l like I might do it less so, like I'll do it more subtly than just like completely avoiding. I'll like look at them and start talking to them, or like look at them and have them start talking to me. But I don't know. It's just weird interacting with people my age in a public place. So, yeah. I once saw this group of guys at the mall that were like my age, and we were in the food court, and I feel like people are watching me even when they aren't. Like they were just like not even like it wasn't like, "Ooh, the guy is staring at the girl." Ooh. No, it wasn't like that. It was just like they were just blankly staring at me. Like I felt like they were like burning into my soul. But like when I turned around, they weren't looking at me. Like I don't know. I get that weird feeling sometimes that people are watching me. But, you know. I love going to the mall like with my friend, this one mall with this one friend. And just because it's funny to see how different I am from my best friend. Like, she's like, "Ooh, let's go in Lululemon and let's go get Starbucks." Okay, I don't hate Starbucks anymore. I used to hate Starbucks. I'll like go, I'd rather go to Starbucks than Lululemon, though. Yeah, she's like, "Ooh, let's go in Lululemon." And I'm like, "But I want to go in Zoomies." And yeah, but you know. Oh, we were there for Black Friday and she wanted to get a pair of leggings from Lululemon on Black Friday. And this was like early in the morning. She went, she picked out the leggings. She got in line for the dressing rooms. I was hungry because I didn't have breakfast and I didn't want to just kind of wait in line with her in Lululemon. So I was like, "Hey, can I go get breakfast from the food court?" She's like, "Yeah, sure, go ahead." So I go, I get my breakfast. I sit down and I eat it, and I text her. I'm like, "Hey, are you still online?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm about to get into a dressing room." And that's how long the line was for the dressing room, not even to check out, just for the dressing room. And so I was like, "Do you want anything from Starbucks while I'm over near Starbucks?" And so she's like, "Yeah, that'd be great." So I got us both Starbucks and I went back to Lululemon, and she had just gotten in line to check out. It was a long line. It was a long line. But yeah, so my mother was also there. Why do they say mother like that? Yeah, my mother and sister were there. They came with us. Like, they weren't with us at the mall, but they came with us to the mall. And so we were they were they my mother had apparently gone into Lululemon to like see if there was anything that I'd want, and she saw how long the line it was and turned around, so but at that mall there was like a bunch of like stores that are like expensive and stuff, and so that mall's fun to go and look around in, but like not to buy stuff at because everything there is expensive. I have bought stuff there before, but not much. We m my another different trip, to that mall, my friend and I got matching Build-A-Bears. Their names are Peanut Butter and Jelly. Hers is peanut butter, mine is jelly. And they were both wearing scrunchies. And I forget like why we did the why she did it, but like she like posted something on her Snapchatter's story or something that was like, "Ooh, I got a boyfriend, and so did Morgan, they're twins." Yeah, that was funny. Yeah. I like going to the mall. And both of the most recent times I've been to that mall, which weren't very recent because I haven't been to that mall because it's further away and my mother doesn't want to drive me up there. And yeah, I don't want to go alone, and this one friend her is like really concerned about COVID. So yeah, I've s both most recent times that I went, I saw one of my other friends, Sydney, with one of her friends, there, and it's fun. I miss Sydney. I haven't seen her in a while. I saw her at the mall a while ago, and that was the most recent time I've seen her. So, yeah, Sydney, if you're listening, I miss you. Yeah, so that's pretty much all I really have to talk about. This is kind of short, but I'll try and make them longer. Next episode, I'll have probably Caroline on, and we'll probably talk about some of the same stuff, and we'll wait, why am I? What? We'll probably talk about some of the same stuff as this episode, but not like completely the same, you know? All right. Well, I hope you had a nice time, my children. This has been me, Morgan, on Frog, my podcast. Right. Have a nice day.